as we're going to build a little foundation for the direction that the Lord wants to take us today. Oh, he's going to do something special in your life today. He's going to deposit something in there, and there's going to be something produced. But before we start, I'm going to just want to lift the word up together, and let's make a declaration. We lift our word together. We're going to come in agreement. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have what God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me. My ears are open. My heart is receptive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. Amen. You know, listen to me. I want you to listen to this. If you have indigestion, if you get indigestion, acid reflux, if you have heart disease, high blood pressure, any of those things that are happening in your organs that God wants to minister to you and he wants to heal you today. I want you to listen to the word, because the word is what's going to be deposited to bring the healing. God sent his word and healed our disease. You know, when I when this thing first happened to Brent, the Lord said to me to call Chris and have Chris say this to his father. It came from a song, but he said, change the words. He said to tell him, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I am the word that healed your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. In other words, to get that into our spirit and mind. Okay, so if we're looking at John chapter 7, and I'm going to kind of build off of this a little bit, but I'm going to go in 2 Kings here in a moment, and then we'll go on a little journey through the word. And John chapter 7, verse number 37, the word of God says, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. We know that when Jesus said it was finished, that has been accomplished. So look to your neighbor first and say, it is finished. We have the Spirit within us. We just sang a song that said, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he shall quicken our bodies by the Spirit that dwells in us. Okay? So we're going to talk about life. Amen? So turn with me to 2 Kings, and we're going to go here on a little journey through the Word. God wants to plant something again. The time frame, we find that Elijah has just been carried up in a chariot of fire. His mantle has dropped. Elijah picks up the mantle. He crosses over the Jordan on dry ground. And all of a sudden, the prophets come up to him and say, hey, we want to go out and look for Elijah. The Lord may have dropped him somewhere. And Elijah said, do not go. I want you to understand first, the prophets are to be subject unto the prophet. Listen to what he's saying. He said, he tell them not to go. But guess what they did? They went anyway. And the word of God says in verse 18, and when they came again to him, for he tarried at Jericho, he said unto them, did I not say unto you, go not? Verse 19. And the men of the city said unto Elijah, behold, I pray thee, the situation in the city is pleasant. How many times do men and women of God say everything's okay when they're not? How you doing today? Oh, I'm doing great. But you're walking around in pain and misery. He said, behold, it is pleasant as my Lord seeth, but the water is not and the ground is barren. In other words, he said, how's everything? Everything's good. We just don't have any water. People that are drinking it are dying. Nothing's growing from it. Okay? There's no life there. It's barren. The prophet Elijah said, and he said unto them, bring me a new cruse and put salt therein. And they brought it to him. And he went forth into the spring of the waters and cast the salt in there and said, thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. So the waters were healed unto this day according to the saying of Elijah which he spake. The title of this morning's message is simply bittersweet, bittersweet. And there's four things I want to share with you today. We're going to look at the source, the symbol, the solution, and the stance. Okay? Are you with me? Everybody with me? Father, we're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do today. So, Father, I pray that you speak to this vessel, Father God. May your words come forth with edification and exhortation and comfort to the hearers, Father God. May every word be established, Father God, in our hearts and our lives. And may it bring forth freshness, Father God, in every heart and life that's in the room today. And we'll never cease to give you praise and glory, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, I've been speaking to the Lord, and he's been speaking to me. And as we've been talking and communicating, when God gave us Greatest Freedom Ministries and he gave us this church wasn't supposed to be like other churches. It wasn't called to be like other churches. And over times and seasons, as people came in, we tried to adjust and adapt to be like every other church. Not that every other church doesn't have a purpose, but God has a special purpose for this ministry. That's why the gates of hell fight against it so much. Amen? Because God has a plan and God has a purpose. In other words, we got to believe God that he's going to do the supernatural. Just not the natural. All kinds of people are walking around in the natural, but I believe in God for the supernatural. And God, as he sends forth his word, he doesn't send forth his word for no purpose. God has something to say to everyone that's in the room today. He's going to plant something in you, and I pray that you get a hold of this, and that as you get a hold of it, man, your whole body, mind, soul, and spirit changes today. Not next week, not next month, but today. Amen? So first I look at the prophet Elijah. They came to him and said, oh, everything's good, nothing's wrong, we just don't have any water to drink, and everybody's dying. But besides that, it's all good. It's sort of like the body of Christ, isn't it? Oh, everything's good, everything's all right, but everybody's dying. Everybody's sick. Everybody's diseased. Oh, come and join us. We're miserable, poor, and sick. Won't you want to join our club? Hello? Do you think that God has a little more for us than that? Yes. Come on. Do you think that God has a little more for us than that? Yes. Amen? I serve a great big God. Amen? I don't serve this little puny guy. Amen? So first Elijah said, okay, and he went forth unto the spring of waters, In other words, he went to the source. He went to the root. In other words, he could have spoke to the river and but the source. In other words, he had to go to the source. So he went to the spring. So turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12. Verse number 12. If you're there, say amen. The word of God says, "Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled." Okay, in other words, what we're dealing with here is a root of bitterness, getting to the source. The Bible says that you'll be troubled by it, and others will be troubled by it also. If out of our belly is to flow rivers of living water and are filled with bitter water, what's coming out of our mouth? Bitterness is coming out of our mouth. Whether we attend it to or not, it's coming from the source. It's coming from the root. It's coming from the well. From the well. And God wants you to understand something today. If you have acid reflux or indigestion or heart disease or diabetes, I want you to hear something today. It doesn't have to anything to do with your food. It doesn't have to do with what you eat. Here's what Jesus says in Mark chapter 7. Go with me to Mark 7 for a moment. I'm not telling anybody to break their diets. I'm not a dietitian or anything. I'm talking about indigestion. I'm talking about acid reflux. I'm talking about high blood pressure. I'm talking about heart disease. Here's what the Lord says. This is Jesus. In verse 14 of Mark 7, he says, "And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, Hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from without a man that entering to him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are the things which defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And when he had entered into his house from the people, the disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he said unto them, Are you so without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him? Because if entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats. And he said unto them, That which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. All these things come from within, that defile the man." In other words, he said that once I bless it, everything that I eat is blessed of the Lord. It's not what we're taking, it's not what comes in that defiles it or that makes us sick. It's a root that's already inside of us. And God wants to get to the root. God wants to, you know, there's a cause and effect. You can throw a rock in the water and you can look at the ripples. The ripples are just the effect of the rock. In other words, we want to get to the source, to the root cause. Okay? Amen? So we're spiritually doing an operation in the house today through the Word of God. Are you with me? Look with me in Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 29. He says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God's for Christ's sake have forgiven you." In other words, God says, hey, there's a root. there's a root cause for most of our stomach issues, because out of our bellies there flow rivers of living water. Amen. So if there's rivers flowing from me and it's rivers of living water, that means the river that's within me is a river of life. A river of life does not bring sickness or disease. Sin of this world is what brings sickness and disease, not the river of life. In other words, if your body, if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, there's a river of life. God's in you. God's in you. And if God's in me, my heart is good. My lungs are good. My kidneys are good. My liver is good. Hallelujah. I'm healthy. I'm walking in. God doesn't live in a rotted, decayed house. Amen. You're the temple that God made. God created you in His image. Amen. So we walk in the image of God. Are you with me yet? Probably not popular preaching to you, but you're going, but God's going to give you something. Amen. Let the word have effect. Let the word have effect. Are you hot? Is it hot in here? I mean, she'd be cold. Yeah. She'd be hot. You, that's all right. That's all right, Tim. You can continue to fan your mama. It's okay to even be a fan of your mama. Hallelujah. Are you with me yet? You hear what he's saying so far? So what did the prophet say? He said, bring me a new cruse. And he went to the spring, to the source, and he took a cruse of salt and threw into the water. I want you to understand, a cup full of salt ain't going to do nothing to change the water. The salt is a symbol. Okay? God uses the salt symbolically. So the symbol is the salt. In other words, Jesus said in Matthew 5, 13, he said, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? Now he's talking about you being the symbol. Okay? He's speaking to us as the salt. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt of the, have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of the least of these commandments and shall teach men also shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. I want you to understand something with me today. The law, the commandments have not changed. The rites and the ceremonies changed. When I sin, I don't have to go out and kill 10 sheep and bring them to the priest, because there was a perfect lamb that was shed for me on the cross of Calvary. So I entered into the finished work of Christ on the cross of Calvary. There's many symbolic things we use. When you come up here to be prayed for, somebody took my anointing oil. I need that. I'm going to need it. Oh, there it is back there. Never mind, I found it. Hallelujah. See this oil? There's no power in this oil. It's a symbol. It's a symbol of the transfer of the anointing. It's symbolic. It's like when the prophets went to anoint a king. Like when King David was anointed, Samuel took a horn of oil and poured the oil over the head of David. It was a symbol of the transfer of the anointing and the power of God. Matter of fact, in Psalms 133, the Word of God says, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, and went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life evermore." Amen. It was a representation of the anointing. Amen. So when we get to where we're going to get to the root, we're going to take authority over the root. It's going to be by a symbol, a symbol. The oil being a symbol. Look with me in Colossians chapter 4. Verse number 6. The Apostle Paul says, "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you should know how to answer every man." In other words, we're talking about out of our belly will flow rivers of living water. If living water is flowing from us, the salt being a symbol, we've got to let the words that come forth out of our mouth be anointed that administers grace to the hearers. How many know that there's enough people in the world that can tell you how bad you are? God wants you to know how good you are and how much plans he has for you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. How many in here are sick and tired of being sick and tired? Okay? Amen. That's why the Lord's speaking to you today. So he says in James chapter 3, go back here, because we're getting ready to ministry, he says, verse number 10 in James 3:10 says, "Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doeth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Remember, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth in me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Elijah, the water was dead. There was no life in it. It was bringing forth death. What did he do? He went to the source. He got to the root of the matter. He used symbolically. He used the salt. But then he said, "Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters." Listen to me. He said, "I have healed." Past tense. In other words, the once that God gave Elijah the instructions what to do, it was already done, and all Elijah was doing is proclaiming what had already been accomplished. Thus saith the Lord, I have, past tense, healed the water. He didn't say, I am healing the waters. He said, I have healed the waters. So listen to me. Go with me to Exodus chapter 15, and now we have the solution. The solution. He said, "Thus saith the Lord, I have healed the waters." Now in Exodus chapter 15, we find that the children of Israel are traveling through the wilderness, and they're thirsty. Remember that God uses symbols all the way to the word that have more than one representation or one meaning. So in Exodus chapter 15, verse 23, it says that when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the children and the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" What did Moses do? He cried unto the Lord. And the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all the statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which have I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. So what did he do? Was the tree the answer? No. It was symbolic of the cross of Calvary. It was symbolic of what Jesus was going to do for you and me. It's just as they used the serpent that was in the wilderness, the brazen serpent, was a representation of Jesus. If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. So where do we go? Go with me to Galatians chapter 3. Got healing coming. And Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 says, Christ have redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. All right. So let's go to 1 Peter 2:24. It's a familiar scripture. But now it's going to have an effect. The waters were healed. Thus saith the Lord. In 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your soul. What is the Lord saying to you and I is simply this. He is saying that we need to go to the source. We're going to attack the root. Amen. Just as Elijah did, he went to the spring. He cast salt in the spring. The salt is symbolic of something which is used as a representation for something else. Amen. In other words, the oil, when we apply the oil, it's a symbol of a transfer of the anointing of God. But he said, thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. The water, what does he say? Read it. What did he say? I have healed these waters. Amen. So what is our stance? There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. Amen. In other words, I've got to take a stand. That if I believe that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, I believe he's the Lord that heals me. If I'm having acid reflux, indigestion, high blood pressure, God wants to get to the root today. Amen. He wants to anoint the root. He wants to take authority over the root. And then, amen, the solution is, thus saith the Lord. Amen. It's his word. It's what God produced. So in closing, what is simply is God saying to us today? Hey, bittersweet. Bitter and sweet shouldn't come from the same fountain. He says that if any man thirsts, let him come unto me and drink, and out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water, waters of life. So if you're dealing with these things in your body today, if you're dealing with indigestion, acid reflux, high blood pressure, diabetes, these are things that come from the core of your body. And God wants to, I believe he wants to heal you today. Do you understand what he just said? Can you come into agreement with, do you understand what he just said? See, the prophet had to go to the source. He had to go to the spring. Symbolically, he wanted them to see something with their eyes. So symbolically, he just threw some salt in the water. I wonder sometimes if he just didn't do it to appease the men so they would see something. Because they weren't listening to God when God told them not to go and go look for Elijah. But what he said is, thus saith the Lord, these waters were healed. Amen? And they're healed until this day. That means once God does it, he don't have to do it again. Amen? So if you have any of these issues in your body, if you please come today.